Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. B. Mitch and Finley live in Ashburn, Virginia, BigBear.ai Performance Center. We're out here. It's a new week. Commanders getting ready for the Vikings. You're listening to us, hopefully, on 106.7 The Fan. You're watching us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, or you're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am good, brother. What's happening with you?
I don't know. I hope we're on the air. Let's start with that. We got some technical hurdles today, which always makes things fun. Caps get another big win last night. They've now won 5 in a row, B. I mean, just playing really good hockey. 3-1 win on the road against L.A. They were underdogs in that one. Tom Wilson is just an absolute machine right now.
Tom's been a maniac for years, brother.
Yeah, you know, it's junk, the reputation that precedes Wilson, but I kind of think he's outrunning it now. Well, if anybody thinks he's just a fighter, that dude is a goal scorer.
Well, he's gotten better every year at the hockey aspect of it, but he will whoop your ass if you go and do something wrong. And I think that's you got to have people in hockey like that, because there are a bunch of people out there that just goes out there and do stupid stuff. And you need someone that's bad enough to where you know if you do it against this team, you got a problem.
Right.
Because let's be real now, he can go out there and handle a little business, boom, 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 and then when you do something stupid, he can afford 2 minutes.
Sure.
You know? Hit you right in your damn temple.
Dude,
you know?
They've played – I want to be sure I got this right. Caps have played 27 games, I believe. Willie's got 16 goals.
Willie's rolling, bro.
Dude, I mean, that is legit, man.
Man, look, he went from that situation of where, you know, everyone thought he was just the, you know, the – what you call him?
The enforcer.
The enforcer, to where, no, this guy can actually play hockey.
Well –
that just happens to be able to throw hands better than most of them.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
So the Caps have now won 5 in a row. They got to be up near the top now of the Metro, because they moved all the way up to 3rd yesterday. Yeah, dude, they're now tied with the Hurricanes in first place in the Metro.
And they were sitting way, way back at first.
Dude.
But they were right
last
there.
Last week, they
two
were.
2 points.
Right. And when we had Joe B on, he talked about how jumbled it all is. You know, it still really is. If you look at the Caps and the Hurricanes are tied at first in the Metro with 34 points each. Columbus, who looks like the worst team in the Metro, is only 5 points back at 29.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they don't have, if you look at the Atlantic, just the other side of the Eastern Conference, like, they don't have these bad teams, it looks like. Well, the two-time defending Stanley Cup champs have the lowest point total in the Eastern Conference, the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
Well, I would not have expected that.
We're not worried about them.
Yeah, I mean, there's
but you know, Tom,
so much football left.
It's a little thing out there that goes around the internet where this guy say, try Jesus, don't try me, because I throw hands. That's Tom Wilson.
I like that a lot.
That's Tom Wilson right there.
I was curious about this because I think Huey, who helps us on the Monumental side, when we were talking about the Olympic break coming in hockey, Huey was telling us like what Caps players might get Olympic invites. And I think, like, Martin Ferravari might make it for Slovakia or something, right?
Okay.
Obviously, the Canadian team is a wagon, and Canada's got a lot of options. But I think Wilson is a contender for the Olympic team.
I would say
right?
so, yeah.
Do you think any of that is added motivation for him this year? Like, dude, I'm going to ball out because I want to get on this damn Olympic team.
I think he's improved every year. But, of course, you have a chance to play on the Olympic team for your country. You're going to come out here and say, you know what, I'm giving everything I have, which I think he's always done. But he may be just a little bit more in tune this time. You know what I mean? And you watch him in some games, I don't think he shoots as much as he should. Like, watching him over the years, Tom will score goals, but there are chances where he could take them and he'll just pass it to somebody else. But I think this year now, he's probably gotten to a point where I can take this shot. You know I can make this one. And why not?
Yeah.
Hell, if you got the skill to do it, go for it, brother.
100%, why not? Caps got a big win, 5 in a row, dude. That is significant in hockey. That is an every night sport, and they go again tonight. So, listen, I do not make professional sports schedules. I think that's a very complicated job, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. Caps are playing they played in L.A. last night. Tonight, they have a back-to-back, but it's not against the other L.A. team. They got to hop on a plane and go to San Jose. Then they come back Friday night. But then they come back Friday night to play the other L.A. team. They play in Anaheim.
Why
not play the two L.A. teams and then go up north?
Hey, just decide. It didn't work like that. You got to remember, it's 84 games per team.
82.
And you got to mix them up together. Sometimes you just can't fall like that.
Yeah, for sure. Wiz, we're riding a little hot. Cooled off a bit last night. They lost to the Sixers, but that's okay.
By how much?
The Sixers covered. Is that what you were wondering? 121-102.
Did Jeff take the Wiz?
I think he took Philly. I don't know that. I also don't know that we can hear from Jeff right now, so I'm not going to ask him. I think the Wiz are down a lot of guys right now. Like, a lot of guys didn't play last night, and we all know what the Wiz are doing. Like, I'm not going to be mad at the Wiz losing last night. I think we're going to focus more on kind of what the Caps are doing. 5 in a row is no joke, and, you know, it's funny. I talked to Jimbo and Jim this morning, and my man Jim was telling me that we got to stop putting Barstool Nate on the air. And maybe you're right, Jim, but Nate Dogg did make a good point yesterday talking hockey. Maybe we just only let Nate talk hockey. Maybe that's our best path forward. But he said, he's like, this is what the Caps do. Maybe they start a little slow because you've got veteran players kind of getting up to speed, but let them get past Thanksgiving into Christmas season, and they're going to get red hot.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it the last few seasons, and it's
they
have my.
If they've done it the last few seasons, that's just what they do now.
They have my attention.
It's not hard to predict that, then, if that's what all they do it all the time.
They're not hard to find. Speaking of hard to find, I went out with all my high school boys last night, and we went to Capitol Grill. Shout out to Abdul, just a tremendous, tremendous waiter. We had a great time. I got an 8-ounce filet.
Capitol Grill right on Pierce Lane?
Nah, the one up by me.
Oh,
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase area.
Had a great dinner. I wasn't moving my fastest this morning, though, Brian. I got to be honest with you.
Jay, you have given into the old man age, bro.
I mean, I had to get up and get the girls out the door and,
yeah,
you know, do my thing.
Bro, you get up and move, homie.
We've gotten a little bit of information. The Saturday Week 16 game.
5 o'clock.
So I guess those two games are 5 and 8:30?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Something like that.
5 o'clock kick. When the other game was Bears-Packers, and that's going to probably have major ramifications for the NFC North.
Mm-hmm.
You knew Washington was going to be the early game. Yeah. Now it's official. I do think if you are – now, you get into December 20th, and a lot of people are taking time off work. Kids are probably off school after that. I don't know if all schools are, but, like, are you – so Christmas is the 25th. Kids are definitely off Christmas Eve, the 24th. Like, are they really making kids go to school the 22nd and 23rd? Because those kids aren't going to learn a damn thing on those 2 days.
Hey, but you're on both sides of the fence, dog.
Let me finish.
You're mad because kids don't go to school when it's raining because they're not going to learn. And then when they tell them to come to school, you say they're not going to learn.
No.
But if the kids ain't going to learn, they ain't going to learn.
I'm mad about a rain delay like it's the sixth inning of Nats Pirates in July.
Listen, bro, I tell you like this.
They had a rain delay. Well, school, you go to school in the rain.
All I know, Jay, is when I went to school, if it was the 22nd and 23rd, you know what I better did? I better learn. Because you know what? When I got home and I didn't learn something, Blanche Mitchell Sr. was going to make sure I was going to know something.
You know what I was
See,
doing?
My dad would tap my ass.
If they were sending
some of these
me to school
people around
on
here,
December 22nd,
people don't want to
I was sneaking out to smoke cigarettes in the hallway.
See, you should have got your little ass whipped when you were younger.
I probably should have.
That's what I'm saying.
My point,
however. If you're in school, you pay attention.
My point, however, I paid very little attention. I wonder what do you think I could have done if I tried?
Hell, you might be a president or something.
You know, that's what I said I wanted to be when I was little.
Well, you could be a president. Have you been president of like your fraternity or something?
I was class president freshman year.
Freshman year, class president. What does that really get you?
Then I learned to drink beer, and a lot of things.
I mean, but like, let's be real. Most people that still were class presidents and stuff like that, they drank beer too.
Well, yeah, I left hand up. Here's my point.
You just got to know how to stay focused.
Yeah, that's always been trouble. My point, however, was Saturday, 5 o'clock, going into the holidays, that might be the most ideal tailgating situation I've ever heard of. Now, granted, it could be kind of cold. Lord knows you might get a rain delay. But people Saturday, 5 o'clock, you don't have to wake up at 7 a.m. to get to the lot by 8:30. You get to the lot by noon.
Yeah, but
you got five hours.
The people that are tailgating, Jay, they're going to be out there ready to go by 10.
I agree.
And the people that are drinking won't be cold.
But listen, the tailgate Teds and Drew Cohen's of the world, the people like the Serbian boys that I go that roast pigs and everything, yeah. Like those people are locked in no matter what.
True.
But there is a portion of the fan base that's more casual about their tailgating. That they want to get there an hour before and hang out.
Yeah,
Saturday, you know, 5 o'clock is perfect.
But let me just break it down for you. If it was Saturday at 5 or Saturday at 4, I don't see much difference. I'll say this.
That person that wants to roll in
with 1 hour before, you might not have a parking spot. I think they know that too.
It gets harder. You got to ask somebody to like move their cornhole boards and stuff.
Yeah, I'm saying. But the whole
what thing, is your ideal tailgate time?
Whenever the tailgate is going. See, my thing is,
8 o'clock game gets so late. The 5 o'clock, you and I got to work, we'll be there late. But like, you go to that game, 5 o'clock kick, you're out of there by 9.
If I'm going somewhere and I don't have to work or do anything of substance, and I'm tailgating, I don't care what time it starts. If I'm there to relax.
There are still better times. Like, you're locked in for the game, period. But I think Saturday 5 o'clock is damn near ideal because Sunday you get after. That alarm hits Monday morning. You got to go to work. You go party all day Saturday. Sunday, maybe you wake up for church, but you could chill.
I just don't think of it like that, Jay.
I think that's ideal.
If it's 1 o'clock on Saturday, guess what I can think about? After all the stuff over, I got time to relax. If it's 5 o'clock on Saturday, I can hit it before and after. If it's on Sunday, I do the same. You know me. I come in at 4:30. I'm ready to go at 7:30. I just get up and go.
Sure. Good for you. I think Saturday 5 o'clock is perfect. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy other times, other spots, but Saturday 5 o'clock, man, especially for a season where, I mean, by that point, you're just hoping to be the spoiler. I don't know. Philly's going to come in beleaguered, to say the least. So that's going to be fun. We still don't know game time for week 18, which is at Philly. The options for that game are New Year's Day, January 3rd, or January 4th. I kind of have a hard time believing this team and that game will be anything but Sunday 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But Philly could have a lot to play for.
New Year's Day is the first.
New Year's Day is the first.
I mean, is that Thursday?
Thursday.
I mean, it's not going to be that game.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Could be the Saturday window. Could be the It feels like a Sunday 1 o'clock to me, but we'll wait and see. That's as far as the scheduling goes, that is the last remaining kind of hurdle out there. But Week 18, I don't believe – I think the entire NFL schedule's wide open. I don't think they schedule anything for Week 18 until that week. I'll pull it up just to be sure on that. Yeah, the whole slate is TBD. Looking at Week 18 – you could have some bangers going, B. Seahawks-Niners that week. Panthers-Bucks could be to decide a division that week. Chiefs-Raiders doesn't have a ton of juice. Chargers-Broncos could be a big game. Colts-Texans could be to decide that AFC South. Lions-Bears could have a lot of ramifications. So they're going to have to put a game Thursday, right? Although I thought Thursday is kind of all college football. New Year's Day, right? Maybe there isn't a Thursday
game. I told you a long time ago, the NFL don't care about what day it's supposed to be.
I know.
They will put their game there, and guess what? They will win.
I'm curious if what they have slated is what I'm saying. Not that they care, because they don't have to. They can go up against anything. You know who's in for a rude awakening?
Who's that?
The NBA. You know what the NBA is going to have to do in 2 years? All-Star Weekend is going to get moved because the Super Bowl is going to be on President's Day weekend. And
well, you know,
the
LeBron,
NBA can pretend.
LeBron said Christmas was their thing last year, and one game destroyed all of their games.
Right.
I mean, so the lowest game had more people watching it than all of the basketball games together.
Totally.
LeBron, you're wrong.
LeBron, you're wrong. But NBA All-Star Weekend, the only thing I'm curious about with the Super Bowl, when they go to 18 games and the Super Bowl gets moved to President's Day weekend, and I don't think these are ifs. These are wins, frankly, because they're going to get it done. That's what the NFL does. I wonder what Daytona does. So the Daytona 500 is always the Sunday of President's Day weekend.
What time?
I think they run it kind of early, though.
Well, if they run it early? They run early, it's cool.
I think Daytona sticks.
Daytona,
because Daytona's its own world.
Daytona has a different eclectic crew that watches it no matter what. And if it's early, and if you got guys that are racing, they like the racing and they like football, they can go watch Daytona and still go watch football. Won't make a difference.
I agree. I think Daytona sticks. I think the All-Star Weekend, good luck. Maybe they – you know what they should do?
It's just All-Star Weekend. It's whack anyway.
Yo, remember it used to be awesome? When I was a kid, dude, watching the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, because those guys cared about competition. These guys don't care about competition.
I agree.
They want to have friends.
They should move it to the week before where there's no football. Just switch. Sorry you don't get the holiday anymore, but just switch it up. Go to the – you know, that week between the NFC-AFC title games and the Super Bowl where there's nothing on, that should be your All-Star Weekend. Ta-da, I just fixed it for you. What's my man's name, the NBA commissioner that looks like a skeleton? Silver.
Skeletor.
Mr. Silver, I just fixed that for you. You're welcome. Did you watch Hard Knocks?
Yes.
So did I. I enjoyed it.
I did.
Not a ton of burgundy and gold, which isn't a surprise.
It wasn't a ton of burgundy and gold, but then again, let's be real. What were they going to really show? I think the problem is we look for equality. There's no such thing as equality when you're looking at stuff like that.
I'm not looking for equality. No, I thought it was fair.
They were going with the people. They were going to go with the things that were juicier. And right now, we didn't have much this year going on that was going to make them be very interesting. So what they showed is what they showed.
Not a lot of juice out here.
Yeah.
I want to get into Hard Knocks kind of.
It was cool, though. What did we learn? Like I told you, football is awesome. When you start getting the background information and stuff, we all imagine what we think. When you start, and they don't show you a lot, to be honest with you.
Right.
But when you see just a little bit, it just makes you realize, like you go back to thoughts of like, well, I wonder what was going on before that happened. Then when you see this, you could connect those things and you have a better understanding. They will never let you know to have a complete understanding.
Right.
Believe me.
Update, Week 18 scheduling. The NFL does not play that Thursday. So that is just a straight college football day. There's two games Saturday, January 3rd. I imagine those will be similar time slots as the 5 and 8:30 that we just saw Washington get assigned to for Saturday, December 20th. So there's two games Saturday. Then there's 13 games Sunday. The bulk of those will be at 1 o'clock, and then you get whatever West Coast, and then there'll be that national game of the week at 4:30, and then you'll have Sunday night football at 8:30. So the Week 18 NFL schedule will only be Saturday, Sunday. That Monday night is usually a big college football night. So that'll be like the playoff at that point. We are going to talk some college football today. New rankings came out last night. What did we learn? I want to talk more about Hard Knocks when we return. You are listening to B. Mitchell Finley live from BigBear.ai in Ashburn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's like we work at a real radio station, B. We hear programming. Shout out to Landfill. Let's say good morning to the boys now that we can hear them.
What's up, boys?
Good morning. Aquarium, how's
Hello.
Everybody doing?
I'm
Landfill,
great.
Congratulations on whatever you did to fix it. That's very helpful.
Landfill, I appreciate it. But I'm glad we could hear everybody, because I wanted to make sure we got past something that started yesterday. Remember Jeff told us he rode 25 miles in
God. I mean,
he rode 25 miles in 15 minutes.
Yeah. No, it was 15
miles in 25 15 minutes.
15 miles in 25 minutes.
He rode, it was 25 kilometers that he rode in, I think, in what, 25 minutes? Or what was it, Jeff? Because, like, you just changed to 25.
I don't even want to tell you the time, because it was horrible.
What was the time? You rode 25 kilometers in how long?
It was almost an hour, bro.
Was it 25 kilometers, though? That's a decent
That's 15 miles. 25.
You rode 15 miles in how long?
And almost an hour. It was like 50 something minutes. But that's also
on a Peloton or something?
Yeah. I was about to say that's also because I was getting off and stretching and stuff because I was hurting. I was dying, I'm not gonna lie.
That still seems like more than I've expected. If you were getting off to stretch and stuff, right?
Yeah, because
it stops when you get off.
I was pushing myself, JP.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
yo, Jeff, you are changing your body for the better, man. I've tried to be highly complimentary of it.
Go with it, Jeff.
Give me about a year, I'm gonna start coming to work with my shirt off. I don't care.
Yeah, Jeff.
I'm pressing
the boundaries. Get rid of those man boobs,
Jeff,
dog.
There's no reason
that
we're
going to
do that
at all. You know, Jeff, do you drink a lot of IPAs?
No, I don't drink beer.
You don't drink a lot of beer.
Well, but apparently IPAs lead to man boobs. Whatever, we got to figure out because you have cut the gut, but we got to get rid of those boobs, dude.
Yo, I can get a
sports bra.
Nah, I've been doing my chest workouts. Don't worry, it's gonna take. I'm gonna be there. And like I said, I'm coming to work with my shirt off for an entire week.
You're
not.
You got Jeff at like a B cup, B C cup.
He's straight A plus.
All right, let's talk Hard Knocks because last night was exciting. Hard Knocks is just so well done, so well produced, all of it. I don't think it should be much of a surprise that it was pretty much Dallas and Philly. Dallas is Dallas, one. Two, Dallas is surging right now. They're red hot. And their last two games, they had the national game on Thanksgiving where they beat Kansas City, Mahomes, Kelsey, like all of it. Like there's going to be attention on that.
Yep.
And then Philly had a national game also. So did Washington, but Philly had that game. So as – like, if you are looking to tell a story, ultimately, this is a television show, right? Mm-hmm. This isn't an equal opportunity business. This is a television show. If you're looking to tell a story, you've got, unfortunately, the biggest brand in football surging, and one of the biggest brands in football, and the defending Super Bowl champion, maybe falling apart. Yeah. So, like, that's the story you're going to tell.
Yeah. But if you pay attention to TV, you should have known that they were going to have more of those two teams. The Giants and the Commanders right now, what story are you going to really tell? Well, the Giants, because they had a lot of drama with Daboll, you know, and then you had a quarterback who think he can run through everything, and you had a running back who think he can run through everything, and also he can make decisions that coaches don't even try and do, but his coach did do it. So you could make it a little bit more drama. This team had a lot of injuries, and things aren't going the way they expected. It's the least attractive one that they want to see right now. So you expect Dallas and Philly to get more play. That didn't surprise me. But still, if you are a football fan, let's get past like, oh, I don't want to watch the other team. I'm a fan. If you are a true football fan, you want to find out everything going on.
Agreed. And I think I thought that was a really enjoyable television program last night. I think the coolest stuff we saw for Washington were two different moments. One, when they showed DQ and AP on the practice field, getting Terry McLaurin back healthy and just watching him and his burst and everything, mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Like, they were kind of joking about what it means to have guys back, and it means a lot, dude. it means a lot. And so I enjoyed that. And then late in the show, when Washington lost to Denver, when they showed DQ say, you know, we might have lost, but we're not lost anymore. Like, we talked about it Monday when we did the show, and people were calling in that they were just, like, happy to see the burgundy and gold play to that level again. I am not somebody that wants to celebrate losses. That's just not how I operate. But what the Commander showed in that game was an ability to compete, and unfortunately, we hadn't really seen that. And I understand DQ in that moment giving some love to his team for competing at the highest level. Denver was able to land one more punch than they did, but that game felt like Rocky and Apollo. You know what I mean? Two worthy competitors.
I just think what he did was praise his team for fighting their asses off.
Right.
And letting them understand. And listen, if you have to be under a damn rock or blind if you don't see that they play better.
Right.
You should also commend and reward that. You know, it's not saying, oh, man, you know, we almost beat them. No, we are getting better. That's the ultimate thing. You know, we're getting players back. We're playing better on the field. Things seem to be working. Keep, like I said after the game, I will take that effort because that effort will give me more wins than losses. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, and the thing he said, we lost, but we're not lost anymore. I love that little saying. I can understand where you're going. Look, man, they were going through a season where, hell, we were asking questions every week. What the hell is going on? What are they doing?
Right.
At least now we can see what's going on. We can see what they're doing. We see improvement. So you're not walking through the damn jungle now. You know, I was looking at the thing, listening to, I watched the pivot with Wes Moore.
Yeah, I need to watch
it. He talked about how the people sent him out, gave him a map. He said, you want to run away here? They sent him out in the damn, in the woods by the military school. And he just walking in circles. And they finally walk up and they laughing at him because they knew he wasn't going no damn where. So they're no longer roaming through the damn jungle with nowhere to go. They now have a attention on a path of where they got to go
right.
And where they're trying to get. So it makes a world of difference to me. Those type of little things right there, you know, I want to see that. I want to hear that. Like, I always wonder, because like when we do the show outside out there, we rarely hear what's being said after the game. So you got to imagine.
Right.
I
you don't get to hear when you take DQ?
No, we hear him talking certain things. I'm talking about, I want to hear some inside the locker room stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I hear those things, that tells me everything I need to know. And you can see why these dudes stay behind him.
Agreed.
You know, I was cool with it. And you know, I have, bruh, Hard Knocks been around how many years now?
This in-season one is relatively
well,
new.
The Hard Knocks,
the principle of Hard Knocks, you're probably talking 20 years.
And it's probably my first time watching the first one and watching the whole thing.
Yeah, because you would check it in.
I see that crap when I see it. But, like, I wanted to see because right now, with this team going through hell, I want to see the things and see the people that are going to show me what they really made up at this point.
I agree, man. I think we kind of knew it. I at least believed it. You got to give Quinn credit, man, because it is easy when injuries go sideways and you lose 6-7 games in a row. It is easy for a team to check out, to fall apart.
Oh, yeah.
And that team has stayed locked in. And that is a real credit to me, to the coach.
Yeah.
And that's not always the case, and they've done it. And I think Quinn deserves a lot of credit for that ability. And I know, like, we live in cynical times, and it's easy to kind of be dismissive of all the brotherhood talk, and it's a real thing here.
Bro.
It's a real thing.
Listen.
But, like, you played in the NFL a long time.
Yeah.
I imagine there were coaches when they tried to bring up that conversation, you were in. And I imagine there's other coaches when they bring that stuff up, you're like, man, shut up.
See, if the coach, like when the question was asked about those guys doing the bag drill.
Yeah.
And I said, if the coach is consistent with it, it'll never leave. You have to be consistent. There are coaches who never discuss it. Then all of a sudden, when they think it's a good time, they go, come on. And you look at him like, dude, please. You never said that crap before. Get the hell out of here.
Right.
But even watching, like you take it away from that Revo. Bringing up Tavita in front of the team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talking about him going, that's brotherhood, man. Every player, every coach was thrilled and happy for this man.
Totally.
You know, like the thing I've said, people are like, oh, man, you know, dudes leave team. If you're really a friend of somebody, because they go on to another team, don't mean you stop being their friend.
Totally.
You know, I got some of my best friends who I was playing with, and I left or they left, went to another team. We still boys, you know. So when you see those things happening in multiple occasions, it shows you what they're about. From the moment I saw him bring those military guys in here, and those guys had to carry those big poles, you can't carry it by yourself. And if you got two people that are trying to do it, it's not going to work. everybody got to work together. And ever since then, you see it. These dudes believe in each other. They care about each other. And you win games like that because I was listening to Grant and Danny were talking about, you know, 1991 football team, about how the rankings were. Hell, scored 485 points, gave up 220-something. You had 264 points more than you gave up. You know what I'm saying? You had 264 points. You gave up 220-something. So, basically, you outscored people by much the amount of points you beat teams by. That right there was a team about brotherhood. They cared about each other. They did stuff for each other. And one thing you do when you really give a damn about somebody, you won't let them down. When you don't care about them, you don't give a damn if you let them down or not. So all of that stuff will come to play. It played last year. This year, by them staying together, is playing. We'll see how it goes again when next year comes around. And they have health.
Health is wealth, baby. Health is wealth. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We got some dumb news from the Hall of Fame. Neil Greenberg joins us at 11. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch and Finley, and I'm pissed off.
Again?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you stay pissed off, man.
I think you're going to be pissed off.
Why?
Joe Jacoby did not make the three finalists for the Senior Hall of Fame. For the senior selection of the Hall of Fame.
Who did?
Ken Anderson, Roger Craig, and L.C. Greenwood.
I can understand L.C. and Craig. Ken Anderson?
Yeah.
Quarterback, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
But he wasn't ever very good at it.
No.
Okay. You know how the people lean on them quarterbacks, dog.
I just, not to make this completely burgundy and goldized, but the what you point to with Ken Anderson is that he won an MVP and had a Super Bowl appearance. Then why the hell isn't Joe Theismann in the Hall of Fame? He won an MVP and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I get Roger Craig. I don't know enough about Elsie Greenwood.
Roger Craig. Elsie Greenwood was a bad dude. Bro.
Yeah, like, okay.
But Roger Craig.
And Steelers guys just get in all the time.
Don't know why it took this long with Roger, bro.
I agree.
But thousand and thousand.
Jake deserves it, and you just
he does.
You worry if the time's running out of the glass there, if the sand's running out of the glass there, and it just pisses me off. I'll tell you what could be really interesting. Really interesting. So they have that contributor category now and a coach category now, because in the eyes of the Hall of Fame, or frankly, I think the contributor category existed because more NFL owners wanted to get in.
Yeah.
So they created own
there you go.
Category.
You know that.
But do you know who the nominees are this year for the contributor and the coach?
No.
Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick. Can you imagine them two dudes go in together and have to give back-to-back speeches?
They will play good. They will have some little zingers in there, but they won't be crazy. I don't know right now. Hold on. Bill won't be writing his speech. Jordan will be writing his speech.
Jordan
will be writing his speech. And if she's involved, it's going to be drama. Point blank.
Yeah, she seems to like Lane Kiffin. It might go great at LSU, but it's not going to go great for long. Because what will happen is maybe they win a natty. Who knows? But then he's going to talk to Jerry or he's going to talk to Stephen Ross in Miami. Like, there are certain people where there's enough of a track record, you kind of know how stuff's going to shake out eventually.
Hey.
Belichick and Jordan, it's going to go sideways.
Yeah.
Like, the funniest thing that people ask related to Belichick and Jordan, and they're just like, man, I don't know what he's doing with her. I do. Like, I don't think it's a real mystery.
I'm gonna throw out a toy. A toy that everyone remember from back in the day. A hula hoop. Imagine a hula hoop. You can hula hoop. You can make a lot of men do some crazy stuff.
It's all in the hips.
It's all in the hips. What you say? Hips don't lie. They don't lie, bro.
A couple other points from Hard Knocks that I wanted to point out. How about, you know what? Jared Goff has proven to be a really good quarterback. But his rookie season, the Rams had Hard Knocks. And I think it was right when they moved to L.A. I don't think Goff ever played in St. Louis. And it came out in that Hard Knocks that Jared Goff didn't know which way the sun rose and set. Like, he was unaware that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Yeah. He was unaware of that. Kid grew up in California. You probably saw some sunsets, fella. Mm-hmm. And I think the dumb moniker kind of followed Goff for a long time, largely because he didn't know which way the sun rose.
Yeah.
You got to be kind of dumb, right?
Or you just never heard anybody say it.
Yeah, but don't you just acquire a little bit of knowledge throughout your life?
Yeah, but I think most people that never heard that saying, if they just look at the sun coming, they don't know what the east or west is. They don't know where it's at.
Okay. I wonder if Jackson Dart, maybe in his Hard Knocks debut, looked kind of stupid. You practiced. When you played for the Giants, where did y'all practice? At the Meadowlands?
Yeah.
Was it right there?
No, it's not where they are now. It was on the other side where the old stadium was.
Right, but you recognized where you were, and that's...
But talking about what's direction and all that? Yeah.
He asked where the wind comes from and was unaware of how close they were to the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, all of New York, the city...
Is like, right there.
Hoboken, yeah. Long Island. Like, the ocean is right there.
Yeah.
And for Jackson Dart just to be like, what do you mean the ocean's right there? That's a tough moment for them, bro.
Yeah, it was a little tough moment, but he followed up. Like, I grew up in Utah, you know, and then I went to school at Ole Miss. I don't know what no damn oceans are, which is true. You see the ocean in Utah.
You got Big Lake.
They got a lake, but they got an ocean. And then he go to Ole Miss, and he saw all those little Southern Belles down there. He wouldn't care about no ocean.
Right. Yeah, I imagine. I wonder.
He was buying a lot of hula hoops.
I wonder if you're Jackson Dart. I believe he's Mormon. Mormons have very strict rules on dating, we'll say.
But then a lot of them have failed him.
But then you're the quarterback at Ole Miss. My boy John Dessler owns the library in Oxford, mm-hmm. all-time college bar. You know what he says about Ole Miss? We redshirt Miss Americas. You think Jackson Dart was pious during his time
Hell
in Oxford?
No. Hey, listen, a lot of people at BYU and Utah, they're not. Let's stop acting like just because you are a certain – we all have certain religions, and there are things you're not supposed to do. Probably everybody has done something they're not supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's not try to act like one religion is way more focused than the other. Dude, you're a human being. You got flesh. Flesh make you start wandering. Let's get it right.
Speaking of Utah and Mormons, I thought of something walking from the car to the annex here. We're live at Big Bear AI Performance Center. Shout out to people watching on Monumental. I got the Big Ten's next expansion targets.
Who?
Texas Tech and BYU. Texas Tech has some billionaire oil guy underwriting everything now. They ain't going away. That mm-hmm. dude, like, because you know what? He's not going to have another alma mater. He's not going to go to college again and start liking some other school. Mm-hmm. That dude's going to keep paying for Lubbock to be top five. Mm-hmm. And BYU, the Mormons, they got cash, dude. Yeah. And they have a huge global brand. And BYU all of a sudden is top 10 in basketball and football. That's because of NIL. That should be where the Big Ten goes next. Add those two, then you can have like a Western.
What are they gonna call it, the Big 20 now? I think they got over 20 teams already. What are they go Big 30?
I think they have 16 or 18 now.
Yeah, Big Ten is already gone.
That's just what it's just the brand name now. Mm. We're gonna talk some college football coming up at noon next. Neil Greenberg's podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.